Good morning. Welcome to Perspectives on WFSU-FM. I'm Tom Flanagan. Before we begin, a reminder, you're always invited to be a part of the proceedings via phone and email. Local number in Tallahassee, 414-1234. It's 800-926-8809 if it's long distance from you to Florida's capital city, and the email address, perspectives@wfsu.org. That's three ways you can get in touch with us. Hey, along with our standard radio microphones, as has been our tradition here for the past several weeks on Perspective, since we are in the political season, we also have TV cameras in the room. So this program will also be airing on our sister broadcast operation for FSU, that is Comcast Channel 4, and we'll let you know what that schedule is in just a little bit. This morning's program will focus on the Tallahassee City Commission Seat 1 race. Now, this particular position went up for grabs late last year when longtime occupant Mark Muschin floated the idea that he would not be seeking another term, and folks just came out of the woodwork to vie for that particular position. Several candidates had thrown their hats into the ring, and we have five out of six this morning. We're going to go around the room, give each one an opportunity to not only introduce themselves and talk briefly about their qualifications for the job, say their top three qualifications, and the prime reason that they would like to have your vote coming up on the August 14th primary. So we'll just go around the room. Laitre Hollinger, welcome, sir. And what is your position here on this race?
Well, my top three qualifications include the fact that I have been very, very involved in the community. There are a lot of things that I've worked on behalf of the people of Tallahassee for. And I believe that I deserve a chance to lead on the city commission. I have been involved in several organizations, local committees, and I am just very excited about this race. I am the curator for the Taylor House Museum, and the was the youth and historical editor for Capital Outlook newspaper. Among other things, I had attended many, many meetings over the past 2.5 years. I was recently honored, along with my big brother, as the National Little Brother of the Year, congratulated personally by President Obama in Washington on June the 11th. I have successfully lobbied to save local historical landmarks. I have done much, and I currently have been in this race for 9 months. I believe I was the second person to file, and it's been a long ride, but I'm looking forward to August 14th.
Well, we'll be asking you some more about what you consider to be top priorities, et cetera, should you get that nod during the August 14th primary and avoid a runoff in the general.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Let's go right next door to you, no stranger to the local political process, Mr. Scott Maddox. Scott, welcome. And a little bit about you and your qualifications, do you think?
Well, thank you very much for having us. And we've all gotten to know each other on the trail, and we see each other a lot. And I'm glad to be here. I went to Leon High School. I grew up here in Tallahassee. I served as a city commissioner and mayor for 10 years in Tallahassee, and I was chair of the Florida Democratic Party. And this is the first time being on radio. I mean, Mr. Stewart's had the advantage on conservative talk radio, so I feel good. I'm sure the rest of us do, too, to be on WFSU and public radio. As far as my qualifications, I tried not to just hold office when I was there. I tried to dream big and do things. And we had six carriers at the airport because I made it a priority. We had a low-cost carrier. I made Blairstone Road a priority. It would not have happened without my vote and coming up with the new corridor that we have today. And while it was wildly unpopular at the time, people love it today. I started the first race relations initiative, and I think that was a great success and was recognized as the best national program by the National League of Cities and the coaches from the movie Remember the Titans. We were also named an All-America City. Why I want to come back to the city commission is because I feel like the city is in neutral right now. we're in between. We're not the small town of my youth, but we're not a big city yet either. We're in our adolescence. And I would like to work on taking us to the next step, a connectivity and a sense of place between things that are happening in Midtown and Gain Street and Cascades and the universities. I'd like to work on the airport again and make that a generator for economic development rather than the detriment that it is today because of our lack of flights. I'd like to work on performance metrics within the city to ensure that we're doing the best job we can with tax dollars and don't need to seek additional revenues. And most of all, I want to talk about where we want to go next. I think we are a city for lifelong learning and lifelong living. We should be able to aggressively attract active seniors and aggressively attract young professionals to come to town, provide them a place to live, to socialize, and to work. So those are some of the things I want to do if elected to the commission.
Thank you, sir. Right across the table from you, Bob Fulford, who we had on these microphones not too long ago in another capacity. Welcome back, Bob. And that sort of last moment, if you will, as we were heading towards the end of qualifying, you threw your name into the ring. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running.
Okay. I'm a longtime resident of Tallahassee. I was born in Thomasville, went to schools there, but after the war, I came here to FSU, and for the most part, I've been here all that time. About 20-something years ago, I retired and began to get active in various programs. And down through the years, certainly the last 20 years, I've noticed that the city commission often goes against what the citizens want. When they do, the citizens come out, as you said earlier, the woodwork, and undo those things, like coal plant two times, the biomass plant one time, the spray field, they've modified that. Things like Scott was just talking about, the wonderful success of Blairstone. There were lots of people opposed to that for lots of good reasons. At that time, I was representing the Council of Neighborhoods, and we finally persuaded the city to put together a group that represented, I think, 11 neighborhoods at that route would traverse. And only one of those neighborhoods voted in favor of it. It's like so many other roads. Scott says everybody loves it. Well, I don't know whether they love it or not, but it's the most expensive road at the time, $47 million. And you go take a look at it, and it's full of cars. Anytime you build a road, it's going to get full of cars. So it went through, the right-of-way was all completely undeveloped rights-of-ways that could have been one of the most beautiful linear parks in the city. And currently it's an attractive, well-landscaped, walled automobile thing. And I don't think the majority of the people of Tallahassee wanted that. My main way of combating that sort of thing is to get the public involved. We do every now and then. We'll have somebody jump up. But we need somehow or other, and I'll give the city commission, not the commission so much, but the staff, they are really working at making it easy for an individual, electronically, telephonically, however, to get information. But I think for the nature of individual citizens, the commission and the staff needs to push that more. We need to rope in citizens, put together, for instance, committees that actually have something to say other than make a rubber stamp.
Thank you, Mr. Fulford. Next door is Daniel Parker, also running for Tallahassee City Commission, seat one, and that is what we're doing today on Perspectives, talking to the candidates and also inviting your input, 414-1234, 800-926-8809. Go ahead, Mr. Parker. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you think you're a good guy for the job.
Tom, thank you for having us here. We've been a long supporter of public radio. And, you know, I was the first one in this race. This has been a long year, but frankly, I've been honored to run for office. It hasn't been that bad. I've made a lot of new friends. I've been to every neighborhood in the community. I'm very proud of the supporters we've picked up, and I want to take the opportunity to thank my family because this is also – when you run for office, as everybody knows, your family is involved as well. my beautiful wife Jill is out of the hospital today working as a nurse. And then hopefully my kids at home are listening, Aiden, Gus, and Arwen. Hey, fellas. I, again, first in the race, been at it the longest. We went out and collected all the signatures to get on the petition, get on the ballot, only candidate to do that. Worked hard to get some endorsements of some very honorable public servants, some ethical public servants. Very honored to get Debbie Lightsey, one of the longest-serving city commissioners, to endorse me. Bob Ratcliffe, who's been an outstanding Democrat for this community. And there's just a number of things that I've been involved with more so than any of the other candidates over the last 6 years. I've served on three commissions. I've seen a significant amount of the issues that have come up over the past 6 years on the Planning Commission, on the Urban Design Commission, as a member of the Blueprint 2000 Citizen Advisory Committee. So I'm very well aware of a lot of things going on in the community and, again, would be honored to have folks vote on August 14th.
We want to give full effect to one other candidate. We have 5 out of 6 for the Tallahassee City Commission Seat 1 contest here with us on Perspectives today, and that is Steve Stewart. And instead of getting you started, Steve, and then cutting you off in the middle because we have to go to break, I'll go ahead and we'll get to you right after we take the obligatory timeout that's going to be bearing down on us in just a little bit. One thing I want to tell the listeners, though, as they are tuning into us here on Perspectives, that there are 6 contenders for the Tallahassee City Commission Seat 1 race, which we will be voting on if you are a resident of the city of Tallahassee come August 14th. And the way that works is that since you have 6 contenders, Eric Friel wasn't able to join us today. We hope to speak to him at some time in the not-too-distant future. If no contender gets 50% of the vote plus one, then you go into a runoff, which will take place during the general election, which is November 6th. As you're aware, in Florida, we no longer have runoff elections the way we used to. It was, I forget exactly when that statute passed, but it changed the election law here in Florida. So the top 2 vote getters in the August 14th primary will then advance to the November 16th race. Also, this is a nonpartisan race, although as we get into the discussions with the candidates, there may be a little bit of partisanship floating around. We'll find out on the other side of this break. You're listening to Perspectives on WFSU-FM. You're also watching it on 4FSU. We'll be right back. Come all, the Tallahassee City Commission Seat 1 race, where there are a total of 6 contenders. We got 5 of them this morning on Perspectives. 414-1234-800-926-8809 and perspectives@wfsu.org is the email address. We've had introductions from 4 of them, and now our final candidate here, which is you ran for mayor a little bit ago, as I remember, Steve Stewart.
Yes, I did. I got involved locally three years ago or so. But my name is Steve Stewart, running for City Commission C1. I moved to Tallahassee in 1989, had a home in Orlando, but fell in love with Tallahassee and decided to stay here. Worked as a consumer advocate for the state of Florida, representing citizens before the Florida PSC at the state level. Then in the mid-90s, became a business owner, got married, had children. My wife moved from Atlanta here, and my kids are in public schools, and we really became a part of the community. And like you said, about 3 years ago, I got involved here locally. And, you know, I think the main reason that I'm the best candidate is because I have a plan of what I want to do to move Tallahassee forward. And it's a plan that I've been talking about for the last 3 or 4 months, and I think it's a plan that helped me get the Tallahassee Democrat endorsement. It's a plan that addresses jobs, addresses ethics reform, and addresses preserving the quality of life that we have here. And as you know, Tom, and we have talked, I've been very involved in issues. I'm a very issue-oriented candidate. And when I ran for mayor, we had a number of issues that we pushed, and some have been adopted since that time, which makes me feel like, you know, I can make a difference by getting out there and talking about the issues. And again, my background being an engineer and a business owner would fit really nice on the commission. I mean, we have someone who's from the Planning Commission there, and we have a marketeer, a marketing person. We have a sort of a community organizer, and we have a lawyer and a consultant. So I think an engineer with a master's in public policy would really add a lot to the debate. And in regards to radio shows and the radio time, I don't think I'll ever match the radio time that Mr. Maddox has running for office 7 or 8 times, but I'm privileged to be here, and I look forward to talking to your listeners.
Well, let's keep it here on this end, and then we'll work our way back around the table again. Your main priority, though, as to what you would do differently from what has been done in this seat heretofore. You are not Mark Mustian. No one
right.
at this table is. But what would you do differently?
Well, again, the priorities, and you can go to my website, www.votestevestewart.com, that I'm running on, are jobs. I have done a lot of research into the two issues, and they have been written up in the Tallahassee Democrat. I want to advocate I have proposed a business advocate in the electric utility to help businesses to transverse the permitting process and have an advocate inside City Hall to help create more jobs. I want to build a university presence downtown. Now, I didn't just think of that. I did the research, and I talked to Karen Beck Dudley at FSU, who's the head of the business department, and I said, what can we do to help leverage these assets that we have in the community? And she said, we need to have a business incubator, you know, with the private sector, because we have student entrepreneurs that graduate and they leave because they have nowhere to continue to follow their dreams. The second thing is citizens' engagement, you know, and ethics reform. We and this is some of the stuff that Bob has talked about. We've got to get citizens more involved in the committee process, not just showing up and rubber stamping issues, but actually have an independent overview of some of the more important decisions that we make. And then, obviously, ethics reform. I have proposed very sensible ethics reform. And again, you can see the details on my website. But those are the three things that I'm going to focus on. And again, I've talked about those issues, and some people don't like to talk about issues. They want to make it more about politics. But I think that's the thing that helped me get the Tallahassee Democrat endorsement, was staying focused on the issues.
Daniel Parker, how would you put your stamp on this particular position if you're elected to it?
You know, the commission has done a lot of good stuff. But I think that given the last couple years or so, the image of the commission has deteriorated a bit. And because of that, as I've said before, when they come up with a good idea, they still get beat up. So hopefully my whole background of being a lifelong public servant actively involved over the last 6 years on a number of committees, I will bring honor, ethics, not corrupted, to the city commission. I don't think that's a light thing. I think that we can do a lot better on public service jobs. When we talk about the state, when we talk about this governor, this administration cutting jobs, you know, that hits us harder than anywhere else in the state. So I think it's incumbent on the commission, on both commissions, both county and city, to speak up a lot louder on those kinds of jobs. When we lose those jobs, those are very hard to replace. Those are usually decently paid jobs, health insurance, benefits, those kinds of things. Those jobs benefit our local mom-and-pop, local businesses. We don't want to lose those jobs. So when we have an administration that wants to arbitrarily cut jobs, we need to be a little louder about that. I'm very proud of the fact that I was loud in the agency I worked for and spoke out against this administration, and I lost my job over that. I will be glad to do that as a city commissioner. And then finally, I also – let me give credit to Bob. Citizen engagement is critical. You know, again, I've served on a number of committees over the last few years. I think there's room to get some more new faces and some more people involved.
That seems to be a perennial concern of a lot of folks. Over in the county, we have Brian Deloche, who commissioned Philip Downs to go ahead and do a Tallahassee Voices survey. We talked about that on Monday, where one of the major points of that opt-in online survey was 2 out of 3 folks saying we don't have the quality of candidates or public servants in local government today that we did maybe 5-10 years ago. And the idea being to try to encourage more citizen participation, more folks running. We don't have to worry about seat one now. We got a lot of contenders, but there are many seats in political office locally here in Tallahassee-Leon County that have gone unopposed for years and years. And it kind of begs the question, why? Just a brief digression. Bob Fulford, what would you do with that position if you get it?
Well, first thing I would do was remember that I'll only be one-fifth of the vote. But I'd do everything I could to persuade the fellow commissioners to get on board of this citizen involvement. I would like to ask Steve, I have not looked at your website, and I haven't heard you at any of these meetings talk in detail about the ethics thing. I talked to an attorney that's working for some group here in town, and they've put together an ethics thing. I have not seen it. In general, I think we need a statement, a playbook. I don't know what you'd call it, but we need something to go by. And not necessarily right now, but sometime during the time we're here, if you would give us a little bit of detail on that so I could know more about what I intend to support, I think I would like to hear that. We were at a meeting somewhere recently, and some candidates for seat two were there. And one of them said, we have never had a sitting commissioner or staff found guilty, as it were, or indicted for ethics violations. But we've had a whole bunch with their tit in the ringer. And I don't think we ought to have that. And I think if we don't understand how to be ethical, then we need a little piece of paper. And when you're fixing to vote for something that is in your interest and not necessarily the citizen's interest, look at that and say, that's not ethical.
I want to get into this ethics question here from a really pointed angle here in just a second. Let's finish up here with Scott and Delatria as far as your kind of main priorities. Scott, you already mentioned the airport and some other transportational things such as – and we can't forget the flyover. Since sure. You had the first motor vehicle on that one, as I recall, way back in the day. But what other priorities would you launch yourself into should you get this job?
Well, I mean, I love talking about the issues here, and I think we need to talk about things that can make a concrete difference. Mr. Stewart brought up having a business advocate in the utility department. There is an advocate in the utility department, so that exists today. So if you're a new company coming to town, if you're a large commercial company or even a small business and you have a utility question, there is somewhere for you to go. I do think that in most other cities where universities are a long way away from downtown, it's a problem to get them to come downtown. But we don't have that problem here in Tallahassee. TCC already has a presence on Clayman Plaza. You can stand at the epicenter of downtown on the corner of College and Adams Street and look west and see Westcott. So our universities are very close to downtown. So there's a lot of synergy that already exists there today. I agree with citizen engagement. I think the city has done a good job with citizen engagement. But the more the merrier. The more that we can get citizens involved, the better. I would rather focus on some big things. You mentioned the airport. We're not going to be able to have economic development in Tallahassee until we fix the airport. Until if you're trying to go to South Florida and it takes you 6 hours and you have to fly through Atlanta and it's prohibitively expensive, we're not going to be able to get economic development and businesses to come here. Besides the fact that it hurts our citizens. At one time, the fare for Tallahassee to Atlanta on Delta was $800. That's cost prohibitive. It hurts our folks that want to live here and work other places or have a business where they have to travel. That's why Mr. Frile's not here today, is because of our air service. So we've got to address that. We've got to address our infrastructure needs. I pushed very hard when I was on the commission to do road widening and add capacity to our transportation system with Capital Circle widening, with Thomasville Road, with 90, with Blairstone Road and others. However, today I think the problem is more crumbling infrastructure, what we have that is existing today. Our roadway system was once trails by Native Americans, then wagon ruts, then we paved in the roads, now we continue to repave. The Meridian Road was the prime meridian marker that Colonel Robert Butler, who worked for Andrew Jackson, who was the Survey General of the state of Florida, cut a road down a north-south road to be the meridian of the state, and we named a road after it. The baseline, which runs east-west, ran along a bluff, and he named that after his boss, and that's Jackson Bluff Road. well, we're using these very old transportation systems and we're not keeping them up. I think infrastructure is important. And I also think it's important to get along with our sister governments, whether it be the universities or county government. We need to have a united front. Mr. Parker is right. I brought up adding state employees cuts to the charge for the Economic Development Council. And what I talked about the Tallahassee Democrat editorial board and other places is that, you know, I went through so much angst, and this community did, over General Dynamics, over bringing in 100 jobs here or there. Yet we've seen 17,000 state employee jobs cut by a Tea Party governor who is intent upon cutting jobs out of this area, and we don't put that same type of community-wide effort toward stopping that from happening. So I think that would be a big priority of mine and hopefully the city commission's.
Delightry Hollinger, what are your priorities should you get the job?
Well, what would I do? Well, I have an array of ideas. If you pick up a copy of the Tallahassee Democrat, you'll see some of them today. I would first and foremost like to start a small business task force committee, and this committee would be responsible for assisting our small businesses that are already here. I would like to take a second and much larger look at the Star Metro. Earlier last year, the system was revamped, and I think it was a big inconvenience for many Tallahassee residents, so I definitely want to take a look at Star Metro. Extensively, my ideas for transparency and accountability and accessibility have been aired on local news, WCTV. I believe it's my calling to be a public servant. I've said this time and time and again. If elected, I would like to remove my office door so that I'll always be accessible to the citizens of the city of Tallahassee. I'll continue fighting for all citizens. I spoke out against the closing of the Gwen Cherry Child Development Center. I fought for funding for the mental health court for the 2011-2012 fiscal year. I'll continue to do all those things as a city commissioner, and even if not. And we have to encourage citizen involvement, especially in terms of the budget process, something that the county has been a stalwart for doing. And now it's time for the city to get on board as well. We need to have a program where we have citizens come to the chambers and play games to where the citizens can balance the budget and see how they can get rid of the budget deficit for that year, something that the county has been doing ever since Akin Akinyemi became chairman of the board, and preserving the quality of life in the city of Tallahassee. I am a lifelong resident of the city of Tallahassee. I believe I'm the only person here who is. And Tallahassee has changed a lot even since I was little. It wasn't that long ago, 1993, I was born. And I believe 10 years from now, we're not going to see the same Tallahassee as we saw 10 years ago either, because we have so many great projects going on right now. We have Cascades Park, Gaines Street, and other developments. That area, that corridor around Gaines Street is being developed. Cascades Park is a history in the making. So we have a lot of great projects going on right now that's going to make us a lot more viable in the future. And we're headed in the right direction. But some missteps that we've taken in the past include the biomass plant, which I believe was passed unanimously just a few years ago without full consideration taken in the long-term effects that it would have on our children. So, but we have an outstanding staff on the city commission. We have outstanding city managers, outstanding department heads. And so there are a lot of great things we're doing and a lot of great things that we need to do.
I hear all kinds of talk about economic development, greater transparency when it comes to the operations of City Hall at all levels, a lot of talk about a potential for development in other areas, taking what has been suggested here by some folks, a bit of a catastrophe as far as the decrease in the number of state workers, the realignment of those jobs, and fewer of them around, and trying to leverage that into greater private sector development. These are all things that I hope we can hit on in the next few moments as we continue our look at Tallahassee City Commission Seat 1 here on WFSU-FM. A brief program note, this is also being broadcast on 4FSU, Comcast Channel 4, at various and sundry times throughout the remainder of the week. The schedule tonight, Tuesday, July 24th at 6:30. Tomorrow, July 25th at 7:30. 6:30 this coming Saturday, the 28th. On Sunday, it'll be at 8:30 in the evening. And then Monday, July 30th, it will be at 7:30 at night. And we thank the folks over at WFSU-TV for assigning an entire crew and plenty of equipment to get this in line. Coming up on Perspectives this Thursday, we will be wrapping up this month's long look at the local government races in and around Tallahassee and Leon County. We'll be entertaining and being entertained by the candidates for Tallahassee City Commission seat number 2. That is a three-way candidacy that we'll be taking a look at. And then coming up on future Perspectives programs, we'll be getting more back into what we're looking at as far as interesting things in and around our community of a non-political nature. We have a lot of things happening in arts and culture that we want to focus on. We also have a lot of things to talk about in education, so many changes coming up there, particularly on the university and the college level that we would like your input for as well. Speaking of input, it's 414-1234 and 800-926-8809, Perspectives at WFSU.org. We'll be right back. Six-way race for the Tallahassee City Commission Seat 1 contest in the upcoming August 14th primary election. Five out of the six here with us on Perspectives. Delving quickly, because everyone has mentioned this at one point or another, the whole idea of ethics. We will not speak ill of anyone who is not here, but there seems to be a certain focus of that concern at City Hall right now. And some other concerns as well when it comes to such things as the ability of people to, whether it's to speak at various meetings, to provide input to the commission on important decisions coming up. And I want to touch on that with each of you. Steve Stewart, if you could start, how would you kind of change things from where they are?
Yeah, and to answer Bob's question about my ethics policy, I've spent a lot of time looking at that and have made a proposal that was written up in the Tallahassee Democrat. And it's three components. Basically, it is moving the lobbyist function, which has created a lot of conflicts, from the mayor's office back as a staff so that the five commissioners have equal say in who is hired. And that would be first step. Second step is to increase disclosure forms. And this was the amount of information on there. This was a proposal that was initiated by Commissioner Lightsey a number of years ago, but was opposed. Actually, Mr. Maddox opposed it at the time. And so that's the second thing, increased disclosure. And the third thing is put all these things online so we have accountability. For example, disclosure forms are online now, but they're buried in the Leon Supervisor Elections website. Why not put them on the city site right under the mug of all the city commissioners so we can see when they're filed, make sure they're filed timely, and you don't wait 2 years to show something that you should be showing right now. So those are the three points. The point I would like to make is it's we've got to make sensible changes. And we don't need to go overboard and stop people from wanting to run for office because it's so draconian. But the program or the policy that I've put forth, I think, meets that criteria. It's very sensible, and it will hold our feet to the fire. And I support it. And again, I think it's part of the reason why the Tallahassee Democrat chose to endorse me.
Okay. Daniel Parker, your thoughts on ethics at City Hall?
I agree with the last part of what Steve says. It's interesting that I differ so much with some of my opponents here. I go back to probably the most conservative of principles, and that is personal responsibility. I really think that it's going to be up to the voter to look at the records, look at the background, look where people get their money, and then decide and what candidate they're going to support. We don't lack in the number of ethics laws on the books. We have plenty of them. Even Commissioner Mustian in a hearing the other day was mentioning the same thing. If we try to put more laws on the books to catch everybody, try to catch somebody doing something wrong, I just don't see that as progress. I would rather advocate that folks take some time, look deeply at the candidates, look at their background, look at their record, take the whole piece, and then make a good decision. Don't require or give your vote up by trying to instead put more laws on the books.
Okay, Bob Fulford, your thoughts, since you brought up the ethics thing originally.
I've pretty much said everything I want to say on that. However, I will add this notion of electing ethical people. It's really difficult to see who's ethical and who's going to remain ethical. We have enough history currently, recently, of a need for something like Steve has said and I'm advocating for. And the whole notion of catching somebody is not at all what I'm thinking about. I'm just thinking about somebody that we don't know. Somebody knows, but I don't know. Somebody decided that city commissioner's salary was too little. And so they decided, well, here's a way we can get around that. And they tried that. And Mark was the only person that said, that ain't right, and voted against it. And it finally took some citizen activism to get the city to stop that. But I still don't know where all that money went. I don't know if those candidates or commissioners that have resigned got that money. If somebody had had a piece of paper, didn't have to ask Jim English, is this ethical? You just look and say, that's not ethical.
Okay. Scott Maddox.
Well, that's what Bob's referring to is deferred compensation that happened after I was gone from the city, and I would not have supported that. I think that it's a bad idea. Unfortunately, they had an opinion from the city attorney saying that they could do it and it was lawful. I happen to disagree and would not have done it or accepted it. The disclosure forms are currently online. And I'm open to any types of increased disclosure. I have done under both types of disclosure forms. I've put all of my background and finances out for the public view. So I don't mind a discussion about either one of those. But, you know, experience kind of lends me to not overreacting. What you don't want a commissioner that makes a new law every time an existing law is broken. You want to enforce the existing law first. We all know what's happening at City Hall today. We see the controversy. We understand that. That's working, right? I mean, because that is right now in the legal realm and is being dealt with by the person up there and in his own defense and those that are prosecuting him. So, but it's important to remember, Daniel, you're right. That's the first one. I mean, we have had an extremely ethical government. We've never had an elected official that was convicted of an ethics violation since they brought in the ethics statute in the 1970s. So would I be open to ethics reform? Absolutely. I mean, I don't have any problem at all looking at a policy and saying, you know, is there something we should tweak here or there? But I want to be careful and considerate about it. I don't want to jump on it just because it's in the newspapers today. Because again, if we create a new law every time an existing one is broken, we'll be at this all day.
Okay. And Delayed Free Hollinger.
Well, I would support an ethics ordinance and a local ethics commission to look at our local public servants and also a raise in the ethics fee. And two candidates here have talked about advocating for websites. However, I have advocated, and again, this has been aired on WCTV News, for a separate website that has public disclosure forms on it, and for public officials, and that's part of my policy that I would support.
Okay. Folks, we got about 10 minutes left, and instead of having closing statements from everyone, I threw this out as a possibility a little bit earlier. If you all have done forums across from each other now for quite a while, and you may have a question for one of the other participants. So let me let you have a shot at someone else. Steve Stewart, who would you like to ask a question for, and what would you like to know?
I'd like to ask Mr. Parker on the ethics proposal that I've made on moving the lobbyist back under the staff, and in closing disclosure requirements, and also putting more things online. Do you support those proposals or oppose them?
Those all sound reasonable, easy to do. If it promotes the public's better perception of the commission, if they feel that it would actually promote more ethical behavior, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Daniel Parker, who would you like to ask a question out here?
You know, Bob has so much experience here locally, and he's been a local advocate on a number of things for years. I would just – I'd like to ask him, who are your heroes, Bob? Who do you look up to?
My heroes? I don't have any heroes. I don't have any heroes.
Do you have any anti-heroes that you can mention in mixed company?
No, you've already said we shall not speak ill of anybody that's not here. I would like to say, without naming somebody who's not here, and along the notions of what's ethical and is not ethical, and who was charged with something unethical. We had a city commissioner one time not too long ago that was retained by the guy pushing for the biomass plant and was paid a big sum for that. Ethics Commission took a look at it. My recollection, and I think I have it in my file, of their letter suggested that they found probable cause, but nothing ever came of it, largely because he was in line to get a big federal appointment. But that apparently didn't outrage anybody, with the possible exception of me. And I just I think somebody needs to write down what's ethical and what isn't. And if Steve had asked the question of me that he asked of Parker, I would have said without hesitation, yes.
Okay. Scott Maddox.
Delatri, when I first ran for office, I was 24 years old, and people would tell me that I was too young. And I thought that was horrible because, you know, Alexander Hamilton was 19. When he was fighting for our nation's independence and our very governance that we enjoy today. There's been lots of examples of young people in government. I thought that you wrote an outstanding My View to the Tallahassee Democrat that addressed that. I wanted to know if you'd like to share it here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's good to have someone sitting next to me who went through the same thing that I'm going through. Well, in my article today that was published in the Tallahassee Democrat, I addressed the Democrats' endorsement that was published on the 22nd. And mainly what the editorial said was that a certain candidate here that was endorsed by them said, well, he's awesome. He ran for mayor. Then it said there's other candidates who've been community leaders. And then the article, miserably slighted me and my accomplishments in this community. So if you will pick up a copy of the Tallahassee Democrat today, you will see that I'm not just an 18-year-old who's horribly inexperienced in politics and in community activism. If you'll read the article today, you'll see that I have quite an extensive record in this community of service. And I am the only candidate here who has consistently attended city and county commission meetings for the past few years. The only candidate here who has bothered to go up to the Leon County Courthouse, to City Hall, to speak on issues that are plaguing our community. The only candidate here who has bothered to immerse themselves into the policies of the city commission over the past 2.5 years. So I most definitely would encourage everyone to pick up a copy of the Democrat, Delatri Hollinger, and thank you.
And just for the record, the person endorsed by the Tallahassee Democrat, our colleague over here, Steve Stewart. Delatri, a question that you might want to pose to one of the other folks here.
I'd love to. I am a history buff, and if you look at my record, you'll see that I have been successful in advocating for the preserving many local historical landmarks. And my question is for Mr. Stewart. Last night we had a COCA, a Council on Culture and Arts Forum, and that deals with arts, culture, and history. And Mr. Stewart has been very vocal about his website, TallahasseeReports.com. Last night there was a question posed to us by someone who asked us if we would support the current historical grant money that is awarded to houses that are on the Register of Historic Places. If the house has fallen apart or something like that, the city will award you grant money to get it fixed up, which is an awesome program to have. And Mr. Stewart said to that person that he would support keeping that. However, on his website, TallahasseeReports.com, it states that he believes that the city is throwing away that money by giving it to other people for historical resources and for historical preservation. So I'd like for him to address that.
Well, first of all, I don't think, and I will challenge you to provide the quote that said that the city of Tallahassee was throwing away anything. I don't think I've used that word. My view, and I've talked about this last night, was that one of the reasons I stayed in Tallahassee was because of the city and the history that's here. As we move into these difficult times with the economy, I get my ears go up, and every time I see a grant that goes out, I want to be sure that we are doing what is right for the citizens of this community. I mean, we have just we did a grant for $500,000 to a developer through a CRA to build a CVS on the corner of Mahan and Tennessee. I don't think that's right. That's crony capitalism. Now, I would support any grants that promote the historical significance of buildings that add to the cultural awareness in our city. And the thing is, you can't blanketly support something without looking at the details, and that's one of the problems we've had over the last number of years. And this is why citizen engagement, if we have a more independent review of these expenditures and what our priorities are, it will invite people to be more involved with the city and make them feel like they're part of these decisions. So that's my position on that.
All right, folks, we have less than 5 minutes to go here. And I hate to impose time limits, but a 30-second wrap-up from everyone. Steve, since we're with you.
Well, thanks for doing this. Real quick, I urge your listeners to go to my website and check out my plan for Tallahassee. I'm an independent thinker. I'm supporting the half-penny sales tax extension for education. I'm supporting the blueprint programs. I'm also supporting a consumer advocate review of the smart meter expenditures. So my cell phone is 766-6208. If you have any questions on a specific issue, don't let people, you know, pass with labels, hold us to the fire, call me up and ask me what my position is on it, and we'll talk it out. And I appreciate your taking the time to do this today.
Thank you. Last word, Daniel Parker.
Tom, thank you. This is an extremely important race. I would also advocate to look at my website, electparker2012.com. I've been in the longest. I'm a very proud, long-term public servant. I'm honest, ethical, uncorrupted. I would appreciate everybody's vote on August 14th.
Okay. Bob Fulford, your turn.
I don't have a website, but I'm in the phone book, and I urge anybody to call me. And I would like to have an opportunity one-on-one or somehow. Every now and then we'll hear somebody say, I support the sales tax for the schools. I've got some things to say about that. Other people will say, I really support Blueprint 2000. I know some things about that that a lot of people aren't aware of. And that's the thing that I'd like. I'd like to be able to get to the question behind the question. So call me. I'm in the book.
Terrific. Scott Maddox.
Thank you, Tom, for having us. I'm in the phone book as well, and I kept my number listed all the years that I was in public service, and it remains listed today. And we also have a website, www.scottmaddox.com. You know, I don't think it's labels to say that for sure there are folks from the right wing that are attempting to elect a candidate. to local office and City Hall. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody has their background and everybody has their group of supporters. I just think that forward-thinking Tallahasseans can look at examples of the governor's mansion, the legislature, and the United States Congress and say, that's not the direction we want to go. So I'm going to bring a different perspective.
Okay, and 30 seconds to Latree Hall.
9 months I've been in this race. 9 months I've attended political forums and met so many wonderful people, met so many great business owners. I haven't had time to be corrupted by backroom deals. I'd be a very ethical leader on the city commission. I encourage voters of the city of Tallahassee to look at my website, which is www.delatrehollinger2012.com, and as well as my Facebook page. I have daily posts several times throughout the day. You can see what I'm doing, what my ideas are. I care about the citizens of this community. And again, Delatre Hollinger, August 14th.
Gentlemen, thank you all. Good luck to everyone in the race. Perspectives produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Technical assistance by Taylor Cox and Michael Fleming on the phones. Our production team from WFSU-TV, Mike Dunn, Suzanne Smith, Paul Dam, Dan Peary, Brianna Wilson, and Alex Sanders. I'm Tom Flanagan. We'll have the City Commission Seat 2 race coming up this Thursday right here on Perspectives.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcast. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.